You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Shut up, Bill. Ted, Jason, Bob, men.
Good morning, everybody.
We've set off an alarm. We're all tardy. What else do we have to confess? Let's just get it out. Get it out of our system right now.
We locked the door, so I don't think the police
will be able to
get in. Oh,
yeah, we locked the door. No one can come in.
No, I set off the alarm, and it doesn't matter. The alarm company is right on top of it, so we thank Hugh and Cry for being on top of it this morning.
That's why they call it Hugh and Cry, I guess. Because that was Bob this morning. No! Oh, my gosh. Well, this program will eventually become We the People Radio. As soon as our computers come up and all that good stuff, if you go to wethepeopleradio.us online, you can click the listen button. And when you do that, a chat room will pop up. And it might be handy this morning because you can send us comments and stuff. This show will be a little bit different. I guess every week's a little bit different, but super different in that our guests this morning will be held over through the Sovereign Minds program. So if you have to run off to church or whatever and you're thinking, darn, I'm going to miss it. For one, you could listen on the archive, always a good choice. Or you can, when you get back from church, log in again, join us on the chat, join us over the radio, call us on the phone. Let's see, we'll do the phone because I always forget about it. It is 530-605-4567 if you have a question. We will be chatting about Fort McClellan today. And we did not do a ton of research, see, so we'll be your knucklehead question people. We'll just like pretend like we don't know anything because we really don't. But these guys are working on a film about Fort McClellan.
Well, that was in the news here, 2 weeks ago? I think they made a short story about it, and then it kind of got swept under the rug.
So, no.
Yeah.
No, it involved the VA. It got swept under the rug.
Yeah, imagine that.
Oh, my favorite people I love to hate. One thing that we should let people know is next week we'll have Tony, Silveria on, who's been a whistleblower down at the Oakland VA. So we'll be delving a little more into what's going on with Oakland because we would hate this great wave that's happening finally, uncovering all this horrible corruption in Phoenix. People are finally, you know, getting to understand, you know, the duplicate list of appointments. And, they kept them off books so that they could look like they were more efficient and get bigger bonuses, you know. Shocked face.
They're all like truck drivers.
Oh, my God.
Two sets of books.
Exactly. It's like the olden days. I used to know one of those truck drivers.
No offense to the truck drivers out there. That was just a joke.
Oh, yeah. My first husband was a log truck driver, and it's like, you were doomed if you didn't have two sets of books. How would you ever get the logs to the mill?
Yeah, I did it for 13 years.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So anyway, this is like the joking part, and then we'll have to be really serious, and then we'll have to burst out and joke a little more because this is going to be a tough topic.
It is a tough topic, and look at what's happening down in Oakland. I mean, we've got the same problem down there, just haven't really cracked the egg open yet.
I'll tell you what, you know, if all goes according to Hoyle, we'll have one of the whistleblowers that can talk to us firsthand about the 14,000 claims from 1994 that were found in storage containers that were supposed to be processed in 2012. Yeah. Pretty timely, but half those people had died already. And so the people who were processing the claims, most of whom were veterans, were kind of freaking out. The claims, you know, they tried to put the claim date back to 1994. The guys in Oakland wouldn't let them. It eventually became such a struggle between management and the workers that they kind of scrapped the project. Plus it was killing their, you know, productivity. And they claim down there they don't have any claims over 120 days. Well, I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
that's a joke.
But I think we could probably walk right out the door and, you know, contact just a few people just outside the building here, and they have a claim in Oakland over 120 days.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. This kind of stuff has just become epidemic throughout the VA system. Now, yours is impacted through Fort McClellan hits the benefits system. And the healthcare system.
Absolutely.
Because there are three phases for the people who don't speak VA yet. Mm-hmm. You just have to listen to the show more often. But there are three parts to the VA system. Veterans Cemetery, Veterans Healthcare, Veterans Benefits. Mm-hmm. So they're supposedly separate and distinct functions, Although what I've found is that healthcare and benefits work a lot together. So if they want to delay the claims, all they have to do is foul up the, the exams through the healthcare system. And there was a lot of records, jockeying going on over there too. So I'm sure with a big giant thing like this, healthcare and benefits are working together.
Absolutely.
Yet again.
The Fort McCollum vets, they don't get a chance to have a claim to wait under 120 days. They just automatically get denied.
There you go.
They go right through the door, and it's a turnstile. Fort McClellan, sorry, you got to go.
Yeah, there's no problem there. We've already looked into that.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Move along.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, for all those people who are out there going, why is everybody waiting like 9,000 years, right? Big thing with that is once they deny it, it goes into a whole different, then you've got to appeal it. And as that system goes, it's a little bit like a cattle chute. It gets narrower and narrower and narrower as far as the number of people to handle the claim. So when you first file a benefit claim, there are a whole bunch of people to handle it. But when they kick that back right away, narrows again. Then if it has to go to the Board of Appeals, what are there? Just a handful of judges that work like 2 days a week. And so the Board of Appeals is now, I don't know how many years behind, but they were never designed to process all the claims.
No.
They were designed to do appeals. But now the benefits guys are forcing all of them to go to appeal because nobody wants to touch the hot potatoes.
Absolutely.
And you guys are the latest hot potato.
Oh, boy, are we.
Okay, so now that we've, like, blabbered out all that, there you go. Anybody who missed the first, 5 minutes now is
going to be lost.
Yeah, no playbook for you. Okay, so how'd you get into this?
The Fort McClellan issue was I wanted to meet reconnect some of my old Army buddies. So I started looking for a group that was stationed in Miesau, Germany. We're all MPs, and we all went through Fort McClellan, Alabama. Well, the Fort McClellan issue came up, and I thought, well, what's this about? And I started doing some research. I started looking all over the Internet, met a guy on there's several Facebook groups. I reached out to a guy by the name of Mike Wilson and started asking him questions. Well, what can be done? Well, where's the proof? And there is files upon files and documents on top of documents that shows that this has happened. And
now Fort McClellan, if I remember correctly, 1930 to 1999?
1935.
35. Okay. I knew it was the
30s. And they shut down, they said it was shut down because of the base realignment. They're getting rid of some of the military bases.
Just so happened yours was a Superfund site.
And if you look at that, the people that are in charge of that is the EPA. So, and on top of it, there's just so much on this topic that on a daily basis, I'm just blown away. Like recently, last week, the city of Anniston was given another $56 million for cleanup.
Now, for the folks that aren't aware of what this story is all about, can you tell them what's happening over there, what happened?
Yeah, we want you to boil it all down into a thumbnail sketch.
What had happened is the chemical company that's called, and this is the voodoo word, is Monsanto.
Right.
Oh.
They had a chemical company on the west side of the city of Anniston, Alabama.
Of course they did.
And they were the coolant that they put in the electrical... what are those things? Insulators. They keep them cool.
Okay.
They were manufacturing that. And the
transformers.
Correct, the transformers.
Transformer oil. Yeah.
And they were releasing that into the air and into the water.
While they were manufacturing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And it had nothing to do with Fort McClellan.
No.
This was just a Monsanto plant that was over on the side of town.
Correct.
Okay. And started when? Ballpark.
Are they in the 1930s? I think it started in the 30s.
Okay.
And they had to stop... in the 70s.
I'm thinking started in the 70s, ended in the 90s.
They had to quit. They actually quit a couple of years before it was banned in the United States of these PCBs.
Okay.
And they were released in the water, in the air, in the soil, and everybody in that town and the base, they settled. The court didn't order them to pay the city of Anniston for the exposure that they got.
Because people, I'm assuming,
got sick. cancer, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases. Their kids were being born with underdeveloped spines, underdeveloped brains.
That's always a red flag.
It's bad because these toxins, they change your genetics. And it's passed on. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
In a bad way.
Except your lineage is due to end.
Correct.
Pretty quick.
And there's a lot more toxins that is on the base, because this is the one that you can verifiably prove right off the bat is the PCB, because they settled with the city of Anniston for $700 million, but didn't do the soldiers because they figured the VA would take care of it. But we have documents that shows that, you know Agent Orange, right?
That's
another one of those keywords. They use it as an exfoliant. They would spray it out there. And then the chemical corps, the U.S. Army chemical corps, that was their home, was Fort McClellan. So they would contaminate vehicles. They would contaminate people. They would contaminate animals. And their job was to go out and decontaminate everybody. And all that stuff went into the soil. We're talking VX gas, mustard gas, nerve gas, Agent Orange. There's cobalt lead out there.
Are these all horrible independent tests that people have gone in and tested the soil and water?
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. And we have all the documents of all these that absolutely proves that it's there.
And how far, like when you talk about the city of Anniston and Fort McClellan, are they virtually the same place?
Like Redding and Anderson.
Okay, that's what I wondered. Yeah, give me towns. Okay, so yeah, it's like two towns right next to each other.
Right.
One was a military town and one was a regular town.
Yeah.
And now, you got to figure most of the people at Anniston worked at the Monsanto thing or were part of the service industry or whatever at Fort McClellan. What's around it in Alabama? Is this kind of out in the middle of nowhere, little town army base, or is this near a bunch of other stuff?
Not really. It's kind of a center hub. It's in Calhoun County, and what makes up Calhoun County is Anniston.
Okay. That's what I'm curious. So everybody else was far enough away, they weren't really...
Right.
I mean, these guys really absorbed the brunt of the blow.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they were it.
Absolutely. Okay.
How big is that base?
I want to say anywhere between 45 and 60,000 acres. Wow. It's enormous.
Yeah.
It housed the Women's Army Corps, the Military Police Corps, and the Chemical Corps. And then they had, they had an internment camp during World War II. Mm-hmm. It is just an enormous
and
base.
And it's now decommissioned, out of business, or is there still?
They do some training. There was a place called Pelham Range where you'd go out and you do your camping or do your maneuvers and all that stuff, and you do your grenade training and all that kind of stuff. Right. They still use that for the National Guard, and parts of the base is used for training with federal agencies.
So even though the soil and water is contaminated, they're still using the base.
And they're developing the base.
Oh. So you get a good buy on some property there if you... Well, good place to be a real estate agent.
When did they settle with the town? They gave the town, what did you say, $700
million? $700 million. I believe it was in 2002. 2002.
So not that long ago.
No.
And the base closed
99.
Okay. Huh.
And the city just got this last bunch of money. And I read the article in the Anniston Star, which is a local paper. And it absolutely just, it's sickening. The more and more I get into this, it sickens me, you know, because I'm a vet. And one third of the people stationed on there were MPs, you know, my family. And everybody in the service is my brothers and sisters. And to have this happen to them and knew it happened, they knew this was going on and did nothing to stop it, to me is absolutely horrible. Now, let me put this in for listeners that are listening around the Redding area. Take the entire population of Redding, you know, 93 to 98,000 people. That entire population in the next 5 to 10 years that went through Fort McClellan are going to die. And there's nothing we can do. Simply because they were stationed at Fort McClellan. It's the only reason.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that it's that big of a percentage of people that are going to be affected by this.
There's over 650,000 people that are still alive that went through that base. And within the next 5 to 10 years, between 90 and 100,000 they're gonna die from toxic exposure.
And so the people who live in the town, I mean, when they figured out what was happening, there's still a town?
Yeah.
they can't drink their water. If they can't, like some of the people that still live there who refuse to leave, their families won't come visit them. They got
what's
masks.
The population of the town? Do you know?
I don't know what it is now, but we're going to be out there in July, and we're going to film the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I would imagine that's where a lot of the families and whatnot from the base personnel lived was in that town.
Right.
Right.
And then once people get sick, they're military, you just send them somewhere else. So right. We don't have 50, ill people in Fort McClellan. We only got two because the other 48 we sent somewhere else. So,
kind of like they did
out.
With the Gulf.
Absolutely.
The Corexa that was making everybody sick. They, BP farmed them out to different cancer centers around the country to just kind of fan out the risk pool. Mm-hmm. They're not all concentrated right there. So when did they get a clue that all this, I remember PCBs, years ago, but I haven't heard that, in forever.
Mm-hmm.
I read that on the website. I was like, PCBs, man, I remember that years ago. Mm-hmm. When did we figure out they were bad?
The PCBs?
I believe in the early 60s they found out they were bad,
I think it was before that even. It might have been in the 50s.
Well, I know PG&E, had to quit using that oil in the 70s, I believe it was.
Because it was banned. Mm-hmm.
And a not-so-funny story is my father knew a guy who worked for PG&E that used to give him that oil to cover his deck with it to preserve the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody did it. I mean, it was a clear fluid. It was a thin oil, so it absorbed into wood really easily, and it preserved the wood. And, he's since passed of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many people have done that and not realized that they just contaminated their property.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people that have gone to Fort McClellan that don't even know. One of the tests that they did in one of the creeks there is they took catfish and they put them in the water. And within seconds, the fish got disoriented. Within 3 minutes, I think it was 10 to 15 fish, within 3 minutes they were all dead because of how toxic that water is. And that's the same water that we were showering in,
mm-hmm.
we were drinking, they were cooking our food in. And depending on the genetic makeup of a person.
Sure. Like anything else.
The worse they are. I have a buddy of mine, same age as me, went through there roughly the same time I did. And he's got, I think, maybe a couple months left because he has cancer. And this is somebody I served with. And he looks like he's 90 years old, and he's 43 years old.
Now, does this create all types of cancer, or are they kind of narrowing it down to
everything?
Just all kinds of cancer develop from mm-hmm. this exposure.
I've talked to people that have brain cancer from it. There's bone cancer. Everything.
And like Ted said too, a lot of those.
Swivel him a mic over there.
A lot of those cancers, too, that some of these people were having that we've been in touch with via our website, they'll contact us with these emails and these just, heartbreaking stories about their time at Fort McClellan and what's become of them from a health standpoint since. And then they end the letter saying, I didn't know this. I didn't know until I read your guys' site. Like these poor people, again, a lot like even Ted. Ted didn't know for years it was just this past year when he found out about everything and came to me and said, we got to do a film on this. So it was, too many people are just in the dark on this subject, and it's sad because some of these stories are just heartbreaking.
Well, I spoke with somebody the other night, the sheriff in Siskiyou County, and he was like, I was in Fort McClellan. What happened to Fort McClellan? And I started, I gave him pathetic information I had, which wasn't much. And he's like, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. So there are a lot of people who don't know about this yet.
Absolutely.
Yes, Dr. Diligent. Dr. Diligent and his little cohort over here, like giving us it's exactly 8:30. We'd better take a break.
I just don't want them to stack up
what?
Trying to be a little more professional about this. Thank you very much.
Okay, Dr. Diligent. All right. I better take a quick break. This is going to be a good test for you, Bob. Do you have any fun music for us today? Were you able
Sorry,
to?
Sorry. This is a tough one, admittedly.
I know.
Yeah, it really is.
Usually we try to lighten it up with music.
Yeah, but today happy music puts you in a good mood.
No,
and you hear
more
the
like
bad stuff.
Something silly. Okay. If we could lean towards something snarky, actually, we'd like to go there. You know.
Snarky's always good.
Mean music about the VA. We'll do that all after this.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they dodge this bullet and admit that it never happened. All right. Well, we'll be back. Quick break. Two minutes.
Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We already have people in the chat room saying they use the PCB fluid.
Really?
Everybody's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We'll be back. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
The 66th annual Redding Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Redding Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Redding Rodeo box office at the Redding Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Redding Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Time is really wasting. There's no guarantee. Smiles in the making. We gotta fight the powers that be.
There you go. You can't go wrong with a little funkadelic pushback on the government, huh?
Well, we learned some interesting stuff on the break. We got a lot to talk about.
I know. Bill's like, do you think we could talk about this for 2 hours? On our way in, I'm like, yeah, I think so. Considering what I know about chemical exposure.
But it's all been covered up, so we're not going to have anything to talk about now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, uh-oh. It didn't happen.
Yeah, we're making
there we
it
go.
Up.
There was the silence.
This is all fake.
I used to love doing that to Elizabeth. I just didn't say anything. She's like, oh, for God's sake, say something. I haven't gotten to do that to you yet. That's fun.
Yeah.
My co-host moved to Utah a while back. And so then I had to get a new shtick.
I'm the new foil.
I have to have somebody who doesn't get offended when I mess with them. Okay, so we're here. How about this? Since we started in the usual chaotic fashion, introduce yourselves to the folks. Tell them what you want them to know, or what you don't want them to know.
All right, my name's Jason Loring. I'm a filmmaker, independent filmmaker. Along with my partner in crime here, Ted, we started our own film company a few years back, called EPC Films, and we've been. We've been at it for the last 5-6 years now, I guess it's been, attempting to kind of carve our way through this madness that we decided to enter into. And our current project is this documentary that we're working on called Toxic Service, A Soldier Story. Mostly all stemming from Ted's passion on the topic. I mean, it was an easy sell to me, but he was an ex-vet of Fort McClellan. And when he found out about these, you know, the horrible conditions under which him along with all his fellow soldiers served, it just, you know, it pulls at your heartstrings and you can't help but not mm-hmm. want to try to do what we can to help. And that's ultimately what this project is more about to us than anything at this point in time, is just to shed some light on a serious wrong that was done and continues to be perpetrated. And hopes of helping some people, some good people, some people that serve this country honorably.
It's hard to put pressure, you know, when you have a thing like this that involves military service and people are trying to go get benefits through the VA. It's like the Agent Orange thing. Yeah. That's really that's a very good, comparison. But until they, you know, until they really come up with rules and regs surrounding that and what sort of conditions fall under that. And even now they deny people all the time who were exposed. Oh, well, you were in the Blue Water Navy, not the Brown Water Navy. You know, so you couldn't possibly have been exposed. It's like, yeah, that's right. Agent Orange just magically appeared over there. Mm-hmm. One actually took it there. You know, no one would have handled it or anything. You know, and they have pictures and books of people with, you know, containers and, yeah, I mean, in actual, so some of the guys I know have filed claims with pictures from books. It's like, here, that was my ship right there. Still, they blow them off after all these years. So I can't imagine that it's going to hurt anybody's effort by putting together a nice documentary on the whole thing.
We're hoping so. I mean, the hope is that we garner some attention from some folks that are interested in trying to help these people. Really.
Well, although it's a horrible thing, are you guys kind of fired up about this Phoenix deal?
Oh,
you know, Phoenix VA, gee. Imagine that. They were keeping two sets of books and killing people. Shocker.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's actually, we've kind of even stumbled partially in this point into another film that we'll be diving into after we're completing this one. And it deals with VA situations, but this one more recent, specifically dealing with some of the folks that served out on the USS Ronald Reagan. That was the carrier that responded to the disaster in Japan when the earthquake hit, and they were exposed to a lot of nuclear waste and weren't told about things. And similar story. They're not getting treatment for certain ailments, and so we'll probably be working on that one next. But same thing, situation. You've got all these, if you were to Google it, you'd probably find hundreds of thousands of just situations where
that's really recent. So, you know, considering that Fort McClellan closed in 1999, so anybody who was affected has been waiting a long time, and if they've lived that long, you know, lovely. Ted, tell people about Ted.
My name's Ted Methvin. I'm a Libra. I like long walks on the beach.
You'll do just fine.
I'm a filmmaker.
You look familiar to me.
He doesn't really like long walks. It takes too much energy.
You were made for We the People Radio.
I like long laying downs on the beach.
You're like me. You watch what you eat and get plenty of rest, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And drive to as many places as he possibly can.
Yeah, he needs to, you know, he needs 10 hours of sleep a day and 10 at night, and he's good.
It's like I was telling him when we were getting ready for this, 6 a.m. said, I don't get along with 6 a.m. too well. I like his older sister.
There's only one 6.
Well, you probably noticed who you were dealing with when you guys got here at 10 to 8, and you're calling me, hey, where are you? Well, I told you 8 o'clock. I was like actually giving us a few extra minutes.
So that's pretty much me. I'm a filmmaker and I am one of the toxic soldiers. I was stationed there. I did my basic training and, what's called AIT, Advanced Individual Training, my MP school in 89. I went off to Germany for a year, kind of tried to, challenge the law of gravity and it didn't work out too well in Germany. And I happened to fall out of a 3-story window and kind of smashed my face and hands a little bit.
Well, you look pretty good, actually. Yeah, your hands look messed up. But your face handled it. Well, you got a beard, so who knows?
That's why, because I got scars everywhere.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's nice.
Yeah, that sidewalk beat me up pretty good.
Mm, the sidewalks are hell.
And then I ended up back at Fort McClellan as my last duty station.
And how long were you there?
I was there another year.
So what was your total time exposed on the base altogether?
I'd say about a year and a half.
Lovely. So the more you find out about it, the more you wake up every morning thinking you're probably going to look like Chevy Chase in that, what is it, Modern Problems?
Yeah. My problem with it is I know that it's happened to me, but I talk to these people that are far worse off than I am. And I talk to him nightly, Jason Knightley on the phone. And I'm either flabbergasted or I'm angry. And something needs to be done. It absolutely has to be done. And all the proof is there. All the evidence is there. The only thing that's stopping it is money. When we got involved with this, with Mike Wilson and all them, they had very few people sponsoring that bill, the HR 411. And since everybody started getting involved, something new, instead of writing letters and, you know, injected this group with something different to get people excited and, you know, a new avenue to go down. And we're up to 55 co-sponsors now. And I know I personally send a letter to the President of the United States every day. I send a letter to Doug LaMalfa every week to try and get him. Yes, I do.
I have not seen that.
And we've gotten people that are getting a hold of the representatives and they're getting active and they're getting involved.
And the bill, I don't have it in front of me, but I did look at it because the VSO in, the Veterans Service Officer in Siskiyou County sent that to me. So I know he's got guys up there that are affected, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I had people, at least 3 or 4 people locally that have contacted me because of that article. Because it went from the Record Searchlight, it went to World News, Stars and Stripes, at one point, which is, I think it's kind of funny, we were trending CBS News. Someone said, hey, you're trending. I'm like, what?
He's like, no, I'm not.
I'm sitting in front of my computer.
I
am not trending.
Quit calling me that.
Yeah. Well, I think something on Fox. But, you know, it's funny. It was only like a topic for a couple of days, and then, boom, it just disappeared.
Everybody became infatuated with Justin Bieber or some other major news story.
Well, they were worried about that plane that went down.
Yeah, American soldiers aren't as important as, you know, hey, we got some soldiers who are dying, but let's go make sure that this part of the Ukraine doesn't be part of Russia. Right. Yeah. My opinion, who really...
News of the day.
You know.
Yeah, right.
And the plane's gone.
Well, when the Benghazi thing came back again a few days ago, I saw there was a post on Twitter that said, oh, finally CNN will probably cover it. Just tell them the plane's there.
Yeah.
So maybe you could have a sighting there at Fort McClellan. You get CNN all over it.
Nobody will go there. None of the politicians go there. None of the representatives in Alabama will sponsor it. Because there's parts of that base that will not be used for centuries. It's that bad.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're gonna film it. We're gonna film every single bit of it.
Is there, so do you wear the, like,
we'll wear,
you know,
something.
You wear the suit? Were you?
Or I'm gonna have to get on a treadmill and learn how to run fast.
Yeah, no fool. Now, how long have you actually been working on the project, researching this?
Well, the last, I would say, 3 months or so solid have been when we decided to dive head first into this and start, you know, the fundraising campaign after that, shortly after that.
Because you're as an independent filmmaker, that means you are self-funded.
We have to find our own, raise our own, come up. Sometimes it's out of pocket a lot of times even, but we have to beg, borrow, and steal mostly.
Right. So I would, in order to get the connections on all that stuff, because I know there are people out there listening thinking, well, how can I help out? So I'll help you help them. WeThePeopleRadio.us. On that site, we have the connections to, it's Indiegogo.com, is a funding site for independent films. But rather than give you the long address on how to get there, if you go to WeThePeopleRadio.us, it's right there. The top three links are right there. It also gives you information and a little clip. There's a little clip and some links about Fort McClellan.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we came up with the idea for the documentary and we decided to do it. But the reason why this documentary has gained the attention that it has is from all these veterans that have served there. They all came together, and I'm talking probably close to 3,000 to 5,000 people have come together to spread the word, not just about the documentary, but about bringing awareness to their politicians. And that's one of our spots. We're going to D.C. Yeah. And it's either going to be really good
or it's going to be really bad.
Because
it's Washington, D.C., so it'll be really weird.
I really do. I want someone to listen to me. You know, they're there being the voice of us. So they need to shut their mouths and open their ears and realize that we're not going anywhere. And the huge voting power of the veterans, it's great.
I've always wondered how the VA could get so off track. You know, I just feel like maybe there hasn't been enough coalescing. So good.
Bureaucratic.
Good, you guys, you know, bring people together, because it's not helping anybody the way it is right now.
We've already had warnings. We've already been told that we need to be careful with what we're doing. Yeah. And we've had stuff.
And you just went and unlocked the door and everything.
Yeah.
Great.
But they're trying to intimidate soldiers. How's that going to work? You know, my gun's bigger than your gun.
Yeah, that's kind of dopey. That's kind
of
dopey.
That sort of thing just strengthens.
Now, are they supplying you with a lot of research material, contacts, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. A lot of them, again, like just supplying their stories of what took place to them at their time at Fort Mac. And again, just their overwhelming support has just, it's been tremendous, because there's some really great folks out there that are on board with us trying to get them help and on board with trying to shed some light on a topic that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about it. Especially out of
DC. And true to form, we'll talk about it. And Matt wants to talk about it, but we've held him hostage in the telephone here for a long time. Matt.
Yes, thank you for having me on, and I wanted to personally thank these guys. As a veteran and as a member of AMVETS, I can tell you that I personally have just become aware of what they're discussing this last year, because we've had a lot of veterans within AMVETS coming forward saying that they're being denied care, and I want to thank these people from the bottom of my heart, because there are veterans out there suffering, and they're not getting the help that they need, and it's a bunch of red tape bureaucracy, and the system's broken. But I really want these guys to know that for every veteran that says thank you, there are at least 10 others that are waking up to what's really going on within the system and really do appreciate it. I know that I personally have given several, with this specific issue, Aaron Ryan's number, to try to do something, because there is no help for these people. And I want to point out one thing before I get off the phone here. Any legislation you guys push, you guys got to pay attention to the details, because a lot of the people I'm running into, they weren't active duty, but they were training on that base, and they're being denied care as well, because the way the system is set up, it's like Aaron was speaking about earlier, about the Blue Water Navy versus the Brown Water Navy. That's one of the ways that these bureaucrats are denying the benefits for a variety of issues, is because they find the loophole. And I'll get off the phone here. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because these people are suffering, and there's no reason for that. There's no reason for these people to suffer because of a bunch of bureaucrats. And I think that if we clean up our system, that would be the answer.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it all starts with, for one, exposing it, and then people have to become, it's like anything else. You know, you expose it, here's the problem, people have to become focused and disgusted enough, long enough, to finally be willing to put pressure on it, because our system, you know, the system where the bureaucrats live is out of reach, really, for our elected people. They are not the boss of that system. Absolutely. So they fund them or don't fund them, but boy, oh boy, to reach in there and actually, you know, people say, well, why doesn't Congress, you know, fire Lois Lerner or whoever it is? They don't get to.
No.
They don't get to. And so reaching in and fixing a system like this from the representatives of the people side, you got to have help on the inside, actually.
Absolutely.
The key is help on the inside. So when the guys on the inside want to help the guys on the outside, lots of stuff happens.
And the flip side of that, too, is
so Matt's that, exactly right.
That doesn't happen until there's enough of an uproar from the outside to get these people to move and
well, you also let the folks, you also let the people who speak out have huge reprisals against them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, if you work inside the VA system and you pipe up and say that you think there are injustices being done, you should look up because there's a piano coming, you know, from the upper window. It's not good.
No, you'll be cleaning toilets and,
yeah, you suddenly wind up transferred and,
yeah, exactly. No, we've seen it. We've seen people actually get transferred, get,
or they just get harassed and, yeah. So there have to be enough of them or swift enough action, whatever it is. But it takes pressure from the outside. Appreciate you telling people, Matt. It's really important. So yeah, tell a friend. And this will all archive. The entire 3 hours will be on the We the People link online. So we're going to pull the Sovereign Minds archive as well. So this whole show will be all together in one spot for people who want to get more information. We'll keep that page updated as well with you guys' film. You know, that link, the link for today's show will stay and update for
Absolutely.
People.
Excellent.
Well, we better take a really quick – what happened to Dr. Diligent? Dr. Diligent fell off the thing here. We were supposed to take a break at quarter till. Look at that.
I was thinking of.
Yeah, he got nothing. Yeah. I was like,
that didn't work.
He's out on the limb. He's got nothing. Thanks a lot, Matt. We'll be right back with Jason and Ted. We'll be talking about Fort McClellan and all that is wrong with it here shortly on We the People Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Please join us. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event, Liberty Wine Gala 2014, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For tickets, please call Tammy Gerhart at 921-0309 for the Liberty Wine Gala 2014.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
I think they can hear you now. We got Ted and Jason on the case. All right. So we're talking about the film these guys are making, Toxic Service, The Soldier's Story. And so if you want to find out all about the filmmakers and stuff, you'll have to hear the archive because we can't do that again. Got a couple of minutes here right before the break. So what are we going to talk about next hour? Let's give people a sneak preview. Since I know we've mapped this out carefully in detail, we've got a whole plan here. Not.
I think we should probably talk about how I'm good looking enough for TV, but yes, decided to do radio.
That is fantastic, except for that whole beard thing. Oh, but they missed that. If they just tuned in, they don't even know. Oh my gosh. Well, okay. So we haven't really talked about why they're covering up what they're covering up exactly.
Oh, we can get into that.
Yeah, how about we go there? Go to that ugly place.
Money.
Sure. It's always
that's
money.
It. Way back in the 60s and 70s, these chemical companies was charged a certain tax. And that tax from these chemical companies was put into a fund. That way, if something happened, some kind of exposure, some type of catastrophe, the money would come out of that fund and it would pay for whatever happened. And then somebody came along and decided, hey, you helped me get elected. Let's get rid of this tax. They got rid of the tax. Now it falls on the taxpayers. I mean, you figure even half, we'll say 300,000, just 300,000 Fort McClellan veterans. If they went through the VA system, do you know the huge amount of money that would cost? And that's it. But, you know, I personally think, you know, it's better to send billions to build a strip mall in the desert, you know, Afghanistan, than it is to take care of our old soldiers.
My brother's over in Afghanistan now, and he is furious about the money.
It's priorities. You know, these people volunteered. You know, they volunteered to. I get worked up. I get really worked up.
No, it's okay.
You know,
we all do.
Because they, it's just, not only is it just unethical and wrong, I mean, they volunteered to serve in good times and in bad times. They didn't know. There's a quote out there saying that a veteran at one point signed an empty check that was payable up to and including his life for the freedoms of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And people are missing that. You know, it's not back in the, you know, the Vietnam baby killer days, but it seems like that circle's coming back. Well, they're just doing this. We don't need to worry about the veterans. And the easiest way to say I support them is to hang a yellow ribbon on your car or stick it in your house window. If you want to help, get involved.
That's the part that kind of grinds me. We're all good on the celebration of, but it's like, you know what? Every now and then, it's kind of like, when your good friend's moving, you know, where are you on moving day? You know, there's a, you know, are you lending a hand rather than just cheering everybody on? Somebody on here, and we'll have to talk about it next hour because we're going to run out of time, but, wanted to know if the realtors in Anniston are telling people about what's going on there. Like, how do you sell, how do you sell a house in a place like
that?
I'd
like to know what's going on with that, because how do you,
highly likely
talk about a disclosure statement. I mean, how do you sell property that's been contaminated, and are they cleaning it up? I mean, they got all that money. Are they going to use that money to clean it up, or is that just to pay people to move and just leave the mess up?
Pay people to shut up.
There's a lot on that.
Cool. Well, we've got two more hours
with
these guys.
I'd really like to talk about that. That does need to be cleaned up.
One more hour with We the People, and then we'll kick in with Sovereign Minds right after that. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We promised to actually read the chat room, and we apologize for the failure in the last hour. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As the crisis in Ukraine continues, U.S. lawmakers are calling on President Obama to get tough with the Russians. GOP Senator Kelly Ayotte says stronger sanctions have to be in place against Russia before the May 25th elections in Ukraine.
The bottom line is, if we wait till the elections, it'll be too late at that point. We already see the playbook of what happened in Crimea happening in eastern Ukraine, and it's time to impose tougher sectoral sanctions to provide support for the Ukrainian military.
She was a guest on Fox News. The head of the Department of Health and Human Services will be absent from a hearing on her agency's budget.
The hearing will be attended by the heads of various agencies that fall under the umbrella of the Department of Health and Human Services, but Kathleen Sebelius will not attend. Earlier reports indicated that Sebelius had turned down the offer, but Senator Tom Harkin, who heads the Senate's Health Committee, says he never invited her. Harkin says since Sebelius earlier announced her resignation and won't be with the department much longer, there was no need to ask her to attend the hearing. Sebelius publicly announced her resignation after the Obamacare open enrollment period ended. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Divers have recovered another body from the sunken South Korean ferry. 246 people dead, officially 58 still missing. The disaster has exposed enormous safety gaps in South Korea's monitoring of domestic passenger ships. Documents show the doomed ferry routinely made trips overloaded with cargo. Secretary of State Kerry says the U.S. is ready to help increase its ties with Africa, but nations across the continent need to take stronger steps to ensure security and democracy for their people. He made an address to the African Policy Group and Diplomatic Corps from Addis Ababa yesterday, highlighting crises in various countries. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
An Afghan official says authorities are trying to help 700 families that had to flee their homes after a landslide Friday buried a large swath of their village. The Minister for Rural Rehabilitation says all the families have been evacuated from their homes due to the threat of more landslides. President Hamid Karzai designated today as a national day of mourning for the hundreds of people who died in the village. Over 250 people have been identified who died. 300 homes were buried under tons of mud. Chinese Premier Li Qiang set off on a four-country tour of Africa today, acknowledging, quote, growing pains in China-African relations amid labor conflicts and other problems stemming from Chinese investment. Li is urging Chinese companies to strictly abide by local laws and regulations, hold themselves accountable for the quality of their products, and they should shoulder due responsibility for local communities and the environment. This is SRN News. Netflix will pay Verizon Communications to help clear up some of the congestion that's been bogging down its internet video service.
The deal marks the second time in less than 3 months that Netflix has anteed up for a more direct connection to a major internet service, even though CEO Reed Hastings objects to having to pay for better access. Netflix negotiated a similar arrangement with Comcast in February. The financial details of Netflix's partnerships with Comcast and Verizon Communications have not been disclosed. Netflix is reducing its reliance on third-party vendors to deliver video to internet service providers because the streaming speeds of its movies and TV shows have been slowing in recent months. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals wants to install a roadside memorial at the site where hundreds of turkeys died in a Utah truck crash. The Utah Department of Transportation says no, memorials are only allowed for grieving families who died in highway crashes, not for animals. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello! You are rejoining We the People Radio this morning. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, and we are chatting and streaming live at that location. Tons of information on today's topic. So you're catching hour two. We're here with Ted and Jason, independent filmmakers, working on a film called Toxic Service, The Soldier's Story, all about Fort McClellan and PCBs. It's a flashback. That's a flashback term. What the heck is a PCB anyway?
It's, let me see.
I don't remember.
I can't pronounce it.
Poly something with a C and a B.
Yeah, I was an English major. I'm unqualified to actually give you the definition of PCBs.
Hey, but we just got...
Polychlorobiphenyls.
Really? Do it again.
Polychlorobiphenyls.
He only knows right that because I whispered it to him.
It's all you, Bob. Crowd goes wild.
I was paying attention in the 70s, too.
Yeah, I was, too. Nice. Well, okay. So.
Well, before we jump on that, we just got some hot news that we need to.
Oh, yeah, I already forgot. He hands me the thing, and I'm looking right at it, and I'm totally not reading it. It's a
That's my job. Focus.
Here you go, Dr. Diligent. You read it.
Relay for Life fundraiser happening now. We just, Frank came in and barged in the door, gave us a little flyer. Sons of Italy, is having a breakfast, this morning from 8 to 11:30. So, get down there, where is it? 4850 Cedars Road. And,
that's not that far away.
Yeah, that's not that far away. And Sons of Italy, they put on some feasts, let me tell you.
Because they're Sons of Italy.
That's right.
They're all about the feasting.
If you like food, you want to get down there. Adults $10, children five to 10 years old $7, children under five free, and get down there, help them out with the Relay for Life.
Right on. I have another announcement too, but it won't come up on my stupid screen. So we'll do that in 5 seconds. There we go, Bob. You remind us to do that again, so we get people down there for their thing. All right, fellers, there is a Wired for, here we go, I've got another little announcement here. There is a Wired for Reading seminar. Wired for Reading is all about dyslexia. There we go. She's always sending me stuff about dyslexia. It's at Simpson University, room 204, Saturday, May the 10th. That's right. That's why I had to announce it today, because otherwise it would be over by next week. So Saturday, May the 10th, doors open at 7:30 a.m. How about we attach this to our webpage? Go to wethepeopleradio.us. If you have somebody who is dyslexic And, or you want to learn more about that, it says join reading expert Laura Rogan, easy for me to say, to learn the facts about why a child may struggle with reading, writing, and spelling, and how you can help your struggling reader overcome the challenges. What are you guys goofing around with over there? The goofing around is so compelling for me.
You're not involved in that.
We got lots and lots of people that are on Facebook and on Twitter. And
they are they sending you messages?
And they're listening, yeah. And
they're
listening.
Hello, people on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, if you're wondering why the vets aren't getting any press, it's because of all the other stories that are going on out there. And Horse Creek Mike was nice enough to let us know that they are still pushing forward on the memorial for the turkeys that got killed on the highway when the truck turned over and killed a bunch of turkeys. They want to put a memorial
up. Ted has that inexplicable look on his face.
Because that's important. You know, the vets, we can deal with that later. But let's get that memorial up for the turkeys.
The turkeys that died. And PETA wanted to put up a memorial for some chickens that were killed on the road. No joke there.
Yeah.
Why they were crossing or how they got killed. They were on their way to market, so we need a memorial for them. It's like, really?
Yeah, they prematurely died.
Uh-huh. So, all right. We've announced our announcing. Check that off. Look at that. It's only 10 after. We're in good shape. All right, fellas. Take us back to Fort McClellan. All right, so we had a question about the real estate part.
Yeah.
The town of Anniston is right next to Fort McClellan, kind of like a Redding Anderson thing. And for folks that live out of the area, pick two towns near you. People still live in the town of Anniston. Is Fort McClellan just a big open space? Is it a lot of buildings? Is there a fence?
It was given back to the city of Anniston, and they're slowly tearing buildings down for development. They're putting in like 3,000 people actually live there now.
Playgrounds and things like that.
Industrial park there. Yeah. They're getting ready. They're
how kind.
They're doing some developing. They want to. Oh my goodness! They've spent. Anniston, Alabama was called what used to be called the Model City. That's how it's moniker. It's named. You know, Anniston, the Model City.
And we're not talking about people with perfect figure and good hair?
No, just the lifestyle of the town. And it's not a bad town. It's your...
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Aniston, of course.
Feel free to use that in the movie.
just a nice little town, you know, military town. And then it became the most toxic city on the planet.
Yeah.
And they've spent... Not including the latest $56 million they got, but they've spent $3.1 billion cleaning up the city.
How do you, let me ask.
So they have cleaned it up. I mean,
they've cleaned it up. And even this new article about this new $56 million, which when I read it, it was absolutely incredible. They say that it was for remediation of soil and water.
So they're going to suck it all up and put down new soil and water?
They're monitoring the wells, and it's for unexploded ordnance.
Oh, okay.
That unexploded ordnance and ammunition.
But they have since gone back, tested the water. The water's clean now, or?
No, that's the water where the catfish die within. Tell that again, because you told that last hour, so.
Well, you can't find any documents about the PCB and TCE level testing on Fort McClellan till TCE testing was after 89 and PCB was after, I believe it was 91. You have to do a Freedom of Information Act to get those.
So there's no really public proof that was ever contaminated prior to that. So if you have a claim prior to that, you're going to have a hard time proving that there was a problem.
But just like anything in law enforcement, there's got to be reasonable suspicion, a reasonable doubt.
Walks like there, a duck,
yeah,
talks like
there
a
is. I mean, they're finding PCB contamination 60 miles down the creek from Anniston.
Ooh.
60 miles.
Rural.
So how can you affect an entire town? And by the way, Monsanto changed their name to Solutia. And they currently make a chemical.
Solutia.
They're still there. They're same little plant.
What a nasty, and now they're making, little name.
They're making a chemical for ibuprofen, for acetaminophen.
Mm. I thought it was Tylenol, too.
For Tylenol, yeah. And they're still there.
And it comes out of the PCB thing?
Same place that they made PCBs, TCEs, Agent Orange, Anniston Army Depot's right there. It's just bad. They just blow it up. Get rid of the whole thing.
Just bad.
I mean, it's...
Well, you said when they peel back the bark, but I think we were talking about that on a break when no one could hear it.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the trees.
Talk
about
the bark.
The levels of the PCBs in the trees is just incredible. You know, the PCB contamination of the wood and in the bark, it's off the charts. I mean, absolutely off the charts.
Well, there's no bugs, though.
No. Have you ever been to Alabama?
The mosquitoes the size of...
It's a bug-free like, town.
The size of a Prius.
It's a cute little chihuahua. That's a mosquito.
Okay. It's not bug-free.
That's like where I grew up in Connecticut.
Children end up missing.
You see them out on the field running along, and I'm like, why are there so many dogs out there? They look like really big, fat wiener dogs. They were rats.
Oh, yeah.
It's like every place has its... Like, yeah.
Wow.
It's
and that's just
scary stuff.
Once you scratch the surface, once we started going through the PCB and the TCE toxins and started getting into what was there, I mean, it just opened a huge, huge chemical mixture that goes on there. You know, an old veteran from here who was they call an NBC, Nuclear Biological and Chemical NCO, would be the guy that would go to the bunkers, and he would get the chemicals and he'd drive it down and give it to the instructors, and they would, you know, wave it in front of a goat and a chicken, or a goat and a rabbit.
Really?
And yeah, and just wave it in front of their nose, and the goat would kind of do the little funky chicken, they call it, and they'd give it a shot, it and live, but the rabbit would die every time. And then they would charge.
What does that mean?
They would just show how
the chemical, pregnant.
Yeah. It just show how the chemical agents works, but they would shoot cars with ammo that had these chemicals in them. And they would, you know, they'd seep down in the water. The Women's Army Corps had a museum there at Fort McClellan. Okay. And they moved that museum from Fort McClellan, Alabama to Fort Lee, Virginia, because underneath that museum, they use heating oil down there. Underneath that museum was the storage tanks for the heating oil, and it had leaked for decades.
Oh.
So they had, and that's just, I mean.
So that went into the water supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, Fort McClellan, it's like cutting open Keith Richards and spreading all the toxins all over. It's just incredibly
horrible.
That's
a great
visual. It's horrible there. Horrible. And we're going there,
You guys gonna wear like little outfits and stuff?
Like the little yellow. Yeah.
Well, you said tops, flip-flops.
You said people don't
like an Andromeda strain.
That's kind of what I was thinking. People don't go visit their relatives, you said. Mm-hmm.
They don't mow their lawns without masks on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's in the soil.
It grows in the grass.
I don't get why people live there. I just can't.
If it's in the soil, how can they develop this ground? I mean, how can they turn around and build on top of this contaminated area?
Because they have money.
Well, because somebody's okay, but if you think about it honestly, I don't blame the company or anybody else.
But if they don't know,
people go there and buy the house. If nobody would buy the house, they couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes
Monsanto spent billions covering this up, essentially keeping this from out of the public's eye. I mean,
but don't people there know this? People know this, right?
People know it, but not everybody acknowledges it as a problem, you know, because again, it goes back to that biological thing in everybody, that Ted was talking about earlier. Not everybody gets sick, you know what I mean? Or at least not everybody gets sick at the same rate. And, you know, you just carry on with your life and
and people get sick anyway. So, you know, you could have been anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, God, in California, you try to sell a piece of commercial property, the first thing they do is stick a shovel in the ground, test the soil, and make sure nobody changed their oil or anything like that on the ground. I mean, don't they do any of that before they develop out there? Do they test the ground to make sure that?
I don't believe so. These companies are out of Georgia. They want to develop three of the barracks. They want to turn them into an assisted living center.
Well, they're not going to be around much longer anyway, so let's move on.
Yeah, that's the easy thing to do, but one of our things that we're going to do is – when we show up there and we go to these businesses that are currently on Fort McClellan, we're going to ask them, hey, did you know this? And get them on film. It might be that true reaction of, well, they never said nothing about this. We didn't know this. Yeah. And while we're there.
Can you do like an independent, have somebody come in and do a little soil test?
It would take longer and be more expensive than even it would to make the film.
Yeah.
To do a test for a specific contaminant. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be that difficult.
There's a new, I think there's one out as new as 2012. There's a new document out that shows what they've still found.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there. You know, it's.
Yeah, because I mean, I had a piece of property here in town with a well on it, and we would take our water down to a local testing place and test for bacteria and contaminants or whatever and get a clean bill. And I think you have to do that in California to sell property now. If it has a well on it, you have to have the well tested before you can put it into escrow.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think it would take that long to have a test done if you wanted to, say, buy a piece of property and make sure that it's not contaminated, have it tested.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, I know we plan on bringing water from.
Yeah,
we plan on bringing water from Anniston, Alabama. It's D.C. with us.
Yeah. Ask them to drink it.
So here you go.
Yeah,
if you think it's so safe, it's, you don't want to get behind this bill, have a drink.
Yeah,
interesting.
And we have a lady. We have a lady who's going to meet us there. Who is? She served at Fort McClellan in the Women's Army Corps. I believe she was in the Women's Army Corps.
Yeah, she was.
And has brain cancer, and she's walking from Illinois all the way to D.C.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about
to
her.
To bring awareness to this, and she's gonna meet us in D.C.
Nice. Now, when are you doing that?
We will be July.
Oh
well, yeah. Dates well, that'll be some of the dates. I'll be honest with you. We don't really want to share because there's been people. Again, we've had people with giving us some warnings about what we're getting into, and we just prefer not to let them know when we're going to be in a certain spot.
Well, all I was going to say is
it'll be sometime in July.
It'll be really sweaty. Take extra shirts. That's all. I was just going to give you a little weather warning. not health tips.
Yeah, I got caught on that one time. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, Bill was going to Doral down in Florida, and I'm like, well, you better take like three times more shirts than you need. He's going in August.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I grew up in Calusa. I know all about humidity. He calls me up the next day. He's like, I already wore all my shirts. I was like, imagine that. He's like, the windows, I can hardly see out of them. They're all foggy. I think.
It was the stickiest, nastiest place I've ever been in my life. I'll never go back in
that's
August.
Real humidity.
It was beautiful. Calusa everything boy. Was green, even the windows. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I know all about humidity. I grew up in Calusa.
Yeah, no. Wrong. I stand corrected.
And sweaty. Hey, so we better take a quick break. Oh, Bob's over there eating some Monsanto aspirin.
Enjoy that. And the new leg you're going to grow.
Yeah, hurry up. Buy it now before it comes out. We'll be back with Ted and Jason and Bill and Aaron and Bob chatting about Fort McClellan, joking about a serious subject, very serious. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sweet home Alabama, where skies are blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you.
You know, I don't think it's just the sky that's blue in Alabama.
No, I think it's the PCB theme song, I'm Coming Home to You.
It's kind of a weird blue. It's
way too shiny.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about that on the break, that if PCBs were a color, you know, if this was something you could actually see with the naked eye, you would know if the area was cleaned up or not, or if it was polluted or not. This is all stuff that has to be detected through scientific study. Mm-hmm. So of course, when someone tells a regular, you know, just us regular guys, yeah, that's fine over there. But what do we know?
Right.
You know, what do you have, X-ray vision? Yeah. I mean, the half-life on these chemicals is.
I don't know actually off the top of my head how long, but it's, you're talking thousands of years in some cases for, mm-hmm. I mean, because they're just lethal things.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's worse than plastic.
Yeah, they don't.
It's not like a paper bag decomposing and it's gone. This stuff is in the earth and it's not leaving anytime soon.
And changes things. It literally changes your DNA.
Yeah. Wow.
And your kids' DNA. And, you know, it's, I cannot explain how bad this stuff is. And it's horrible. And for people to ingest it and crawl in the mud in it, and it's
through the skin, through the, you know, water, all that big time exposure. So, okay, let's pull it back from the pollution thing and let's go back to the veteran side of it.
Right.
Okay, so if you were stationed at Fort McClellan and you become ill, it's very much like the Agent Orange thing. All of a sudden, you have, you know, things that are connected there. Do they always deny the claim?
I walk into the VA and I go, I have some kind of, I got a tumor on my femur, which I do. And we need to fix it. I need something done. Okay, where were you, sir? I served the Fort McCall, Alabama. Oh, it could be toxic exposure. All right, well, there's.
So they admit that there is a toxic exposure.
But there's no bill to force them to do anything. If I walk, I could walk in there growing a thumb out of my forehead and it says PCB on it.
I came from Fort McClellan. Yeah.
They won't do a thing for me. You have
They're not
to,
making that connection.
And there's some people who have. They've absolutely shown that, but I don't think it's for PCB. I think it's for the Agent Orange exposure.
Yeah, right.
But it's just one of those things that, you know, like the HR 411, the bill, it's not, it says exposure to toxic conditions. It doesn't specifically name things.
Right.
So, until HR 411 gets passed, these people, they can't get help. They got to find some kind of different avenue. And a lot of these people, you know, they do 15, 20 years in the military and come out and guess what they get? You know, they get a sign and a dog and a 10 speed with a flat tire and they have to sleep in the park.
Yeah.
Everybody turns their back on them.
And they're on fixed incomes, a lot of them. They have, you know, little to no medical coverage. You know, some of them are doing well and have medical coverage that can, you know, provide for them. But
so you basically would have to get your claim approved about something else.
Yes.
If your benefits claim through the VA were approved for an injury you received someplace else, you know, where you fell out of the building or, you know, things like that, then you have care. And if your medical problems stem, somebody always headbutts the microphone.
Yeah. Well,
we're not happy unless somebody's tangled in the microphone.
A rock star over there.
Bam!
Trying to have a special moment with the microphone.
Happens every time, and it's so darn loud. You're like, oh my gosh.
Of course, you always have to point it out.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, people are. If I was on the other end, I'd be like, what the heck was that? I don't want them to miss any of the fun.
They'll take care of you until they find. They'll be nice
they
to you.
Until they find out that that's what it is.
Come on, let's do it. Oh, you served at Fort McClellan. I got to take you out back and shoot you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So if you already have benefits, then you're kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if your claim is specifically stemming from exposure in that site, you're doomed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Until it gets passed, mm-hmm. And I don't know how the next round's going to go. If we get through this subcommittee and then it gets to the committee and then hits the floor.
Why not attach it to something else? Have they tried that?
I honestly don't know. And I don't know if they will. I kind of like it the way it is. I mean, it's nice and simple, you know. I don't have to worry about, all right, well, the Fort McClellan veterans are going to get their health benefits. But, hey, guess what? You know, we get taxed. Because we need to clean up a river. You know, just let it be what it is. Help.
They're not real good at that back there, though.
But the reality is...
There needs more sex appeal. Some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something that's...
I'll show up without a shirt on if they want sex appeal.
I knew somebody had dropped something.
No, the reality is that the bill will... In order for it to move on, that it's going to be drastically altered, more than likely, mm-hmm. because right now it sits with a lot of vagaries to it, like where you're talking about any toxic exposure. They're going to want to draw specific lines
to
certain toxin exposures and what
these
symptoms
are. Yeah,
they're
not going to leave it wide open like that.
Right.
What years you were there, maybe how
exactly.
long you were there, that
and,
kind of thing.
And it will be, and ultimately, yeah, it'll probably help some people, but.
Have you ever talked to the people who got the Agent Orange, exposure? You know, codified so that people could receive benefits for that, specifically for that. How'd they do that?
A whole lot of 15, 20, 30 years of patience.
And that's
what it took. It took them a whole lot of waiting and having the right people in the right spots to be able to put pressure on somebody like Fort McClellan is 100 times more toxic than Camp Lejeune is. Okay.
Sheriff Lopey will be happy to hear that. He was like, I was at Lejeune. Is it the same thing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Yeah. Fort McClellan is on paperwork. It's 100 times more toxic than Camp Lejeune. But Camp Lejeune is, you know, it's Camp Lejeune. And it's got this, I guess, you know, McClellan's the ghetto. Lejeune is like, you know, the upper west side of Manhattan or whatever.
What'd they do at Lejeune? What was the specialty there?
To be quite honest, I think it's a Marine base.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm Army and so. Yeah.
Never the two shall meet.
But Marine and Peace, they trained at Fort McClellan. It was a lot of different, I don't think I've seen the Navy. I don't know if the Navy did because they, you know, more of the shore patrol. I don't think they're little sister, the Coast Guard, was over there.
The Air Force may have been.
The Coast Force. Guard, man, they always take them.
But there was even cross training going on out there at Fort Mac, where there was other branches in the military out there doing some of their portions of their training. So,
okay.
And officer schools.
And this extends beyond just Army vets. I mean, at this point, it extends into, I believe, the Air Force and the Marine Corps as well.
And now National Guard and Reserves are running through there. You got several law enforcement agencies that are running their people through there. It just, I don't know, it's like.
So they've just got one section of that base that's still.
Correct.
Active. The rest of it's all closed down. And of course, the part that's active has been cleaned up.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Sure.
Ted just swallowed his tongue. Thanks for not killing Bill there.
Just like my 9-year-old cleans her bedroom. That's how good it's
exactly. I can't believe anybody would volunteer to go there once this information's out. Even if you were, you know, police or whatever going to go there to train, it's like, nah, I'm not going there.
Yeah, and plus drinking the water still.
Right.
Well, you know, the plant's right there. If they're going to dump at least that, and they've dumped several things in the creek, what makes you think they're not going to – look, you punched me in the eye 5 times, but I know you're not going to do it 6 times.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Like Lucy in the football.
Yeah, and we won't drink it every time. We won't drink water there. When we're there in Anniston and Fort McClellan?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Probably not a great
idea.
Won't,
they won't prepare their food with the water. They
no.
Yeah, you know, you aren't going to bathe in it. You aren't
we have veterans who say, look, I want to be part of this documentary because we're you know, it's the soldier story. We're going to be interviewing them. Mm-hmm. We'll come to D.C. or – can we meet somewhere else? Because I can't bring myself to coming back to that base. And I don't blame them. I'll probably get there, you know, and I'm just a little guy. I'll probably get there and end up crying like a baby. Cause I hear these people's stories.
Yeah.
And I go to bed at night thinking about 15 to 20 people a day I talk to about how bad they have it. And it's just absolute heart wrenching to just lay
there. And not stuff that's explained by other things. I mean, you know, toxic exposure is different.
Well, absolutely, especially when, like, a lot of these people, they have no family history of leukemia or any sort
of cancer. Yeah, bladder anything. Cancers, brain tumors, spinal
nothing in
issues.
Their family, and all of a sudden they're the anomaly, and then their kids have it also.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think you're going to find, obviously, the same thing with the Fukushima deal. Better take a quick break, otherwise we'll have them all jammed up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't on the ball on that one either.
How about that, Bill? Yeah. Somebody said in the chat room, Aaron's bayoneting Bill again today. We play hard. We can't help it.
I bring my own band-aids.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We'll be right back. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. From the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost in the tar, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460. I feel no shame, I'm proud of where.
you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signsation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you.
Classic song. Who wants to break the moment? I'll do it. If I don't do it, I'll just get blamed for it anyway.
I was too busy dancing.
I know. You know, it's funny, people in the chat room, they're like, even a rocker like me loves James Taylor. He can't go wrong. Serious topic, lots of input. The film, talk about the film. How, like, what's your time frame? I know you know. Like any project, you never know exactly how long it's going to take. But, like, where are you in the whole...
He's the director of the film, so...
You're just the pretty face, right? Yeah, it all goes back to that,
when
doesn't
it? When you stop collecting information and actually start kind of piecing it all together, that would be a tough one.
Well, that is always a tough thing, especially when you're dealing with, like, a doctor.
Yeah, when do you cut it off?
Yeah,
you know?
Because there's so many stories out there. We've got so many vets that want to talk to us and give us their tale. So, yeah, at some point you do have to try to draw a line.
Well, yeah, because you're limited on time. I mean, you can't,
absolutely.
I mean, you could make this a mini-series.
You could. You really could. And time and money is what it always boils down to. And so the reality is we're kind of hoping to have a finished product. What are we saying? We're saying, like, October, right?
We want it out before elections.
Yeah.
Good call.
Good.
So
there you go.
We will be starting to shoot as early as June on certain things, whether it's interviews, but through June, July, and then we'll start putting it together, because the editorial process of it is going to take some time.
Sure.
Because we've got a lot of ideas of what we want to see and how we want the
story. And then once you start doing it, you'll change all those ideas.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. And also with doing films like this, it's not like a scripted film. So
this story lead you somewhere else, and it always changes the direction that you want it, you were originally mm-hmm. talking about going. So, and you have to let it just, you have to let that organic process play out. So that's why we're going to have probably several months worth of editing time into it. But at the end of it all, we should have a very powerful film.
Nice.
A lot of people, I think, will be pleased.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you, you know, as you get closer to all that and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. We have Mike on the line.
Hey, Mike.
Horse Creek Mike. Are you in there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can hear you now.
Okay. Well, you said something about toxic chemicals at Lejeune, and it triggered a thought in me. Since I grew up part of my life in Lejeune, graduated from Lejeune High School, one of the things I think you're overlooking is the dependents, the wives and the kids that were, to the servicemen that were stationed in that area or on the base, housed on the base. Now, I know as a kid on Lejeune, we got into more stuff that we weren't supposed to just because we were kids. It was fun. See if we could get away with it, you know. As soon as they quit doing maneuvers on the beach, we'd be out there picking up blanks and waterproof fuse and caps and all sorts of stuff.
Hand grenades.
Making pipe bombs out of it and killing fish in the river, you know. But I haven't heard anything about the dependents. In a sense, they served also.
Oh yeah, they're going to be left holding the bag, really.
Well, you have a lot. I mean, okay, you have health effects, and then they have parents that they're going to need to take care of, especially if the VA is not doing that. What are you guys seeing with that so far?
I've talked to several people. I actually just had someone tell me to tell their story about her son who had health issues, and I think part of the HR 411. Hey, how you doing? I think it states the service member, the people that were stationed there, you know, and their dependents, because it's nobody wants to leave out the family members and the children, the people that are immediately affected. You know, mm-hmm. not to mention, I mean, there's just a whole gamut of people. Not only is it the service members and their wives and their families, but think of all the civilian workers that.
Oh yeah,
was on that base, and the guy from Pepsi that used to go because he had a Burger King there. The delivery
I was wondering
guy.
About deliveries. I thought about that earlier. I'm thinking
it's
UPS man, right?
Yeah, huge base with also, you know, we had our military Walmart and you know, the liquor store and the hospital that we had, and then the training areas, and just a lot of people involved, and nobody needs to get left out whether they were there or not.
Yeah, and I was going to say that...
Under whichever condition it was, whether it's you were serving or you were private contractor, whatever it was.
Sure.
Everybody affected by that place needs to be helped.
Nobody should forget a military family, dependents, children, wives, nobody. They're part of the military family.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting point, too, is now I'm a vet, so I get and have a service-connected disability, so I... You know, I'm covered by the VA system for better or worse, but my brother never served. So, you know, even though he was exposed to some of this stuff, he didn't get the government help, except perhaps under Obamacare. I'm not sure.
He's always got that. Obamacare. What the heck?
Well, it would depend on how you wanted to approach the chemical company. There's different ways that you can actually, and I'm not promoting anybody doing any kind of litigation or anything. I'm just saying that this, what they call the Monsanto Protection Act that has to do with Fort McClellan, they were protected, that was signed in by Obama, was to protect them from the GMO side. They didn't say anything about toxic exposure. So if people wanted to, so you'd actually have to, your brother would have to go after whoever was deemed responsible for the toxic conditions in Lejeune. Don't ever give up.
Just as a question, what was? I know we're talking about exposures at McClellan, but what did I get exposed to in Lejeune?
To be quite honest with you, I haven't gone and looked at what exactly has happened at Lejeune, but I definitely will, because I know there's plenty more places that need to be. Discussed and brought up and brought to the people's eye. The The one, the Lejeune is, has been brought out. It's in the public eye. It's all, but
okay.
McClellan just seems to be, the, you know, the ugly stepsister that nobody wants to talk about.
And it's huge.
Massive. It's, yeah. it's, and it all has to do with Monsanto. I hate to say it, and I'm not a, a corporation basher or anything like that, but when you have so many people in the government right now that are, were former employers of this chemical company, how do you force them, you know, you don't.
Yeah.
Do you have, any idea how many soldiers during that period of time were actually exposed? I mean, what are we looking at here? 100,000?
100,000 people went through Fort McClellan just during World War II.
You're talking about, as far as soldiers go, hundreds of thousands that have passed through the gates, and never minding, again, all the other Chevy. Private citizens that have gone. You're in the millions.
Yeah, it's estimated that are still alive today, 650,000 that are still alive, and that's...
And that's a conservative estimate, too.
Wowza.
Holy cow. Well, I can certainly see why they don't want this to come out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely not, because, you know, how am I going to get reelected if I got to turn around?
Right. And
the people that, I mean, they have really, really deep pockets.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you just start running the tab. I mean, just start looking at the at the cost.
It all comes right down to his conscience. You know,
absolutely.
we're not doing this film like most filmmakers. They want to be superstars in Hollywood, do this, that, and the other. And we did on other projects, but when this came along, this is just the right thing to do.
Sure.
We get thanked, and people want to send us gifts and say we're heroes, and we're not. No. We're not heroes. We thank them for how they feel, but we're part of a bigger group. We're a part of all these toxic soldiers, and we're just one cog in that wheel. It just so happens that I happen to be a loudmouth
and a little bullheaded,
yes.
and access to somebody that happens to have a camera.
A loudmouth and a friend with a camera. Score!
And not afraid to stand up for what's right and take the consequences on if I have to.
Right.
Because this is something.
Oh, I can imagine the heat you're going to take on this, and
you could become unpopular in a rush.
Who's going to be popping out? You'll be popular with us, though.
Well, one of the warnings, and all we really can say is one of these guys is retired from the Pentagon.
Yeah,
nice.
Who has warned us? You boys need to watch what you're doing.
Right. Ooh.
Look, dude, I'm not a boy.
Yeah,
I'm a veteran, and I'm going to do what's right.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Thanks, Mike, for your call.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay,
thank you for your service. Bye-bye.
And Mike's a loudmouth like us too. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, with the whole story about Ted, Jason, Fort McClellan, the film, how you can support it, and all that good stuff.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Science!
Smell the chemicals. See, these are all possible theme songs for the film there.
Oh yeah, you don't even get into that. We got to get clearance, and it's got to go through. Sampling somebody's song is worse than walking outside and shooting somebody.
Oh yeah,
that is a great comparison.
Last thing I want to do is use part of somebody's song in a documentary and then have the drummer from Metallica at my door going, "It's still piracy."
Dude. Still piracy. Yeah, dude's really popular. That'll get you on the news right away.
Yeah, leave the dude out.
You could tell him, "Hey dude, it was like 20 years ago."
Nobody's buying your album anymore anyway.
Little puke. How do you get hired anyway? I'm not kidding you. Did you see that kid? A little idiot with the NSC.
Tommy Vitter.
Yeah, dude, it was like 2 years ago. That's what bureaucrats do. They edit memos or whatever. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, whenever I hear stuff like that, I immediately flip to my Twitter feed because you know it's just going to blow up. That guy's toast. And everybody was all over him.
Yeah, anyway, you won't see him for a while.
Should be. Dr. Diligence just signed in the chat room. Classic. Hey, so Ted is going to be at the Reading Tea Party tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship Church, here in Reading, 2570 South Bonneview.
And we have a load of veterans in there, too.
We do.
I'll have handouts. The H.R. 411 bill, the PCB exposure, TC exposure, and then we'll have a handout for
What's TC?
TCE,
we just barely figured out what PCBs are. I hate to overload everyone with all the science.
Gets off the phone. Well,
yeah, we'll ask Bob.
He seems to know.
Bill Nye, the science guy's on the phone.
Yeah, Bob's been around.
And somebody's calling in at 2 minutes till. Rule breaker.
He's allowed to. He owns the station.
Oh, darn it. It's Carl.
That's not Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl. Go ahead and
I've been listening to you. I want you to know I'm taking down everything you say. But, hey, what about this? Here's a guy that's an adult working in the government, and he still calls himself Tommy.
Yeah, I know. But he's not really an adult because he used to drive a van for Obama's campaign before he threw down on, dude, it was 2 years ago.
Well, anyway. Hey, it was a great event last night. We really appreciate the fact that the congressman was at the Safari Club International. Of course you were. And
Safari Club.
The wolf question came up. And it was a vociferous crowd when you talk about introducing wolves into a country where hunters are at.
I think we ought to put wolves in Fort McClellan, actually. I think if the Fish and Wildlife, I know Ted's squinting at me. He doesn't know about the wolf thing, do you, Ted?
No.
No. See, that's the next thing we got to get him on, Carl. Thanks for bringing that up.
There you go, buddy. All right, hey, great time last night, man. Like I said, I, you know, people call Tommy still. You know, at this point, I'm not sure about him.
I'm anyway, somebody should slap him.
Oh, sure, we're not talking about me again.
All right. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for encouraging us to do the show, because otherwise we wouldn't have thought of it ever. But we love radio, because radio is super fun, and it's a great way to get the word out. So we have people listening all over the place. I know Suzanne's probably in South Carolina. We've got folks in New Mexico. So there are people all around the country who wind up listening. And before we run out of time, I just want to let people know, just stay on whatever link you're on, whether you're on the radio or you're listening on your computer or whatever. Hang out, because after this 5-minute news break, when Sovereign Minds comes on, these guys will be on again, you know, or still. I don't know if again is correct. You probably have to do a little bit of do-overs on some stuff, but they'll continue on with the story. So we knew this was going to be a 3-hour segment. The archive will be on the We the People page, along with all the things about the movie. So if you want to support, or you know somebody who, you know, has the wherewithal and financial resources to support, how much does it cost to do one of these films?
Well, this one...
They both sighed in yeah. unison.
When you start talking about budget, it's never fun. This film was originally slotted out at $40,000 budget.
And how long a film does that... Is it time, or is it just...
It's resources more than anything that sure. cost everything. But this one we've had to do major budget cuts on already, mostly because we're not, at this point, not meeting our goal on the Indiegogo site for donations. I mean, but we're getting there. We're getting there. And right. regardless, the film's still gonna get made, and we'll knock it out.
We'd like to have you guys back on as this process continues.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here.
We can help with that a little bit.
Well, hang tough. Bill and I are gonna jump out. Mark and Linda are coming in, and you'll hear these guys next hour. You've been listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us. Thanks, guys. Thank Bob.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thanks for having
and,
us.
And we'll Thanks, see you Bob. Guys next Sunday. We'll be talking about the Oakland VA next Sunday. So if you care about our veterans, tune in again.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. House Republicans are going hard after the Obama administration over that deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya. More from SRN's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Armed with new White House emails about Benghazi talking points, House Speaker John Boehner is ordering a select committee to investigate. Separately, the House Oversight Committee chairman said he would subpoena Secretary of State John Kerry to testify about Benghazi. Here at the White House, spokesman Jay Carney said the GOP action
is an attempt by Republicans to politicize a tragedy.
Republicans accused the Obama administration of misleading the public and withholding documents from lawmakers. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Republican lawmakers say the president needs to do more to stop Russia from taking over Ukraine. This is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
President Obama is delusional about what's going on in Ukraine. It affects